in your walls is amazing. I lived in an apartment building in France, and inside the walls were actually just generations of cockroaches, I think going back to the 30s. That's horrifying. So you wanted to keep that barrier mightily intact, because whenever that barrier was broken, there was seepage, insect seepage. So keep that locked tight. But here, this is better. It's better to have little people. It is creepy, though, you know. And I don't know whether it's creepier if they speak your language, or they speak another language. So if you were to encounter, this is just I love to do thought experiments. Right now, you're sitting someplace at a table or something like that, and up on the table hops a little person, and they are the size of, let's say, like a G.I. Joe. So I don't know what you're talking, 10 inches. Something like that. So G.I. Joe person, that's how high they are. That's how tall they are. A little perfectly proportioned. And I say perfect proportion. That's in the eye of the beholder. But, you know, humanoid pops up. Now, is it more terrifying if it speaks at you in a human language? Or goes like starts screaming at you or something. You don't know what it's saying. Well, that's probably more terrifying. But if it hopped up and it, you know, it's like, I've been cursing your family for generations or something like that. I don't know. How do you know us? You're a white, aren't you? Oh, what do you mean? I came here from the old country in a crate of bananas. Banana? They have bananas. I don't want to ask where you're from because of the accent, because then it's wrong. I'm doing the wrong accent if I would say a place. But if I never say the place, it's not the wrong accent. Right on. Who's writing this down? Is anybody writing anything down? I feel like I'm wasting a lot of this that could have. Now, back in the day, I would have put all this into a little book that you buy at a novelty store and read on the toilet. But now I just feel like I'm just putting it out there and it's just gone. And I don't know whether y'all write it down. And I would love if some of you were wood burning some of the things I say. And, you know, you get a nice little piece of wood or something, and then you write something I say resonates with you, or it's pithy, and you put it on the plaque, say Harry White under it, like that. They do that with you quote all people all the time. I see that go into people's home, and it's like always, it's usually Rilke. But it could be anybody that they do that with, and the Meemaws love that. Meemaws love German poetry, just in general. I saw that. You know what's so funny? I don't want to. Never mind. But there could be. I don't know if you know the comic strip, Little Bubby Child, but there could be a German poetry themed one. Let's just say. What are you saying? I'm just saying. Some people know things about things that you don't think they know because you underestimate them. So that's what I'm saying. Some people you think they're quaint or dumb or something, and then they really have some knowledge of something else.
What are you talking about? I don't know. I was talking about little G.I. Joe people jumping on your desk. I'm not on drugs or anything, not right now, and not for any condition.
But I'm definitely not hallucinating. That's what people who are hallucinating say.
Is it though?
I don't know. I think I might recognize some things because I'm one of those people that, you know, when you were a kid and you watch like old Disney movies, there's always people that were rubbing their eyes at real stuff. Like, oh, I must be dreaming. There's always some character like that. And you go, no, what you're seeing isn't even improbable necessarily.
You know, a dog on water skis.
I see that every day on Instagram now. Can you imagine how I'd rub my eyes right out of my skull if I did that every time I saw, you know,
a dog dancing?
Everything seems possible. So that's good. No more cartoonish disbelief. We don't have to do that. That was a burden.
What?
Now they got Herbie the Love Bug exists in reality. This self-driving son of a gun.
Harvey's not going to like this.
But that's real. That's, now it's just, but a Tesla or something.
Tesla's not going to like this.
That's my buddy Hackett. I did that in fourth grade and got some laughs. Now I can't do it because when I do the kind of side mouth, Buddy Hackett side mouth thing, all my mustache and beard hair gets in there, and it changes the timbre of the impression. And I remember I did lots of, because I'd watch those shows, you know, as a kid, you know, this variety shows now, so I have impressionists on. And then as a little kid, let's say nine, that's when you're doing magic and you want to be an impressionist. So I'm a little kid doing Jimmy Cagney, and I just I crave hearing that again, a little before your voice changed, kid, you know. All right, you guys, kind of stuff, you know. I love it. I could listen to just that, children doing impressions. But that's rare. That seems like we're not teaching kids the same thing. And as it is, it's cringy enough being a theater kid. You don't want them to really completely humiliate themselves, but it's so worth it. It's worth it, though. Sometimes I know that, like, I was on, you know, Stairway to Stardom when I was a child or something in the 80s, you know, and they're, well, thank you. Thank you for tap dancing on Stairway to Stardom. And I wasn't laughing at your expense. I was just like, this is wonderful, wonderfully absurd. So, you know, if that's you in the tri-state, what's the third state? The state in the area, the duo state, you can call it, area, whatever you're in, Brooklyn. And you're my age. Oh, bless you. Bless all of you, of all ages. I hope that, I do want to reach out and touch your hearts. I know I'm silly. But I know the burden of being alive, and I know that things are hard often. And I just want to, I hope that I'm saying things that are useful to you. And I hope that your heart feels a little lighter, not so light like it's coming up in your throat. Oh, my heart's so light, I'll choke it on it. No, oh, bless you. I just want you to know that I recognize, I acknowledge your struggle, and I thank you for listening and continue to listen to this radio station. And you are listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, 91.9 in New York City and Rockland County, New York, and online at WFMU.org worldwide. Worldwide radio, is that a freeform radio? Oh, my goodness, friends, thank you for listening, and I will see you again next week.
Twins' name was Ebony. Her name was Mahogany. 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 Twins' name was Ebony.
sexy devil. Thank you. Oh, Seconds of none, the love of all mankind. to go. No one would know or believe if I told them so. You're second to none, the love of all mankind. Should reflect some sign of these words I've tried to recite. They are close but not wide. It's almost impossible to do, reciting the maidens of you.
Yo, you wanna have to try. to have love.
Come here.